This past football season, the Wallace Rose Hill High School Bulldogs competed for their fifth straight state championship title. The Bulldogs play in Teachy, North Carolina. It's not one of those affluent communities where parents can afford to hire private coaches and send their kids to expensive sports camps.
Our school is just hardworking, poor country folks.
But early in the season, the Bulldogs faced a challenge they never could have imagined. Andrea Aswahe has the story.
In early September, Kevin Motzinger, head football coach and weightlifting instructor at Wallace Rose Hill, led his students in prayer.
I broke down and cried in all four classes, and I ain't never been much of a crier, but I really felt like there was kids in that class that I'd never see again.
Hurricane Florence was on the horizon.
North Carolina is now under a state of emergency ahead of Florence.
As many as a million people have evacuated inland to higher ground.
The National Weather Service describes it as, quote, the storm of a lifetime.
The 45-year-old football coach had stayed home during several hurricanes, but when the news arrived that Florence was upgraded to a Category 5,
we locked everything up and we hopped in the truck and we took off.
The coach, his wife, and their two sons evacuated nearly 400 miles inland, close to Tennessee. Meanwhile, 18-year-old Cameron Donaldson and his family were preparing for an upcoming move. They loaded almost all of their belongings into a storage facility before evacuating.
We was packing things for like a week. We didn't think the storm was going to be as big.
Cameron, who goes by KD, his mother and his six brothers and sisters crammed into close quarters at a relative's house about half an hour from Teachy.
I was scared. The storm was scary. I used to play outside in hurricanes. Not this one.
Before making landfall, the storm was downgraded to a Category 1. Still.
The U.S. Eastern Seaboard is now feeling the wrath of Hurricane Florence.
The real danger of this storm isn't the wind, it's the duration, it's the rain, and then the storm surge.
Catastrophic freshwater flooding is expected over portions of the Carolinas.
Florence dumped nearly 3 feet of rain throughout the state, but parts of Duplin County, home to Wallace Rose Hill High School, were left under more than 25 feet of water.
You know, it's like I always joke and say, you know, son always wants to run to mama. Well, all the water's got to go to the ocean, and ours has to head east. Then we got all that was coming from everybody else.
8 people in Duplin County died in the aftermath of the storm. Coach Motzinger and his family, like many in North Carolina, were displaced. They finally settled into a rental property in Wilmington, 2 hours away from the high school. 3 weeks after evacuating, Coach Motzinger returned to his home.
When I pulled on our dirt road, all the dead fish, dead deer, and just all the stuff that's floated from everywhere, I mean, it looked like a war had taken place in our neighborhood, and we lost.
Coach Motzinger's home had extensive water damage. For Katie and his family, the situation was even worse. The storage unit holding the family's belongings was under 5 feet of water. Everything was ruined.
When my mom saw that, she immediately broke down and started crying. I said, it's okay, we're still here. We got each other, we're still alive, so that's a blessing.
Wallace Rose Hill High School was closed for 7 weeks. But 3 weeks after the storm, when the grass had begun to dry, the team started playing again.
We started football practice back, trying to get some kind of normalcy. We started practicing, but we practiced in the mornings, and then we'd go work on our houses or, you know, go help others.
Motzinger knew that many of his neighbors were struggling, and so was he.
I got to take care of my two sons. My wife needs me to call these people today. I've got to fight this insurance adjuster. I've got to get a quote to get this fixed. Well, they're so busy, they can't give me the quote. These kids need this. Oh, yeah, we got a football game Friday. We got practice today. I've got, you know, 13 hours of film I got to break down. You know, they say God doesn't give you more than you can handle. You know, God's never wrong, but I'm starting to question, you know, he thinks I'm a lot tougher than I really am because I don't know how much I can take.
Coach Motzinger turned the high school's athletic buildings into a distribution center for donated goods to help the entire community.
I'm a fighter. I'm not a whiner. I'm not one to sit there and mope and pout. You roll your sleeves up and you go to work.
But for some of his players, he went even further. Coach Motzinger knew KD and his two middle brothers, who are also on the team, were driving almost an hour round trip every day to get to practice.
And I asked him, I said, how much it cost to fill up your gas tank? I think he said $10. $10 is the most he's ever put in his gas tank.
So Coach Motzinger reached into his pocket and pulled out some cash.
And he just hugged me. He told me he loved me. And I told him I loved him.
When we get on the field, it's straight coach mode. But in school, it's like dad coach.
Despite missing significant practice time, the Bulldogs made it to the playoffs. The team was under a lot of pressure.
Football means so much to our community. And it was the saving grace, you know. I think they felt like we have to win. Our community needs something positive. And I think it just got too much.
The team lost in the third round. The high school locker rooms are back to normal now, except for one corner where giant cans of spaghetti sauce, black beans, and apricot halves are still stacked high. The coach and his family are back in their home. There's still rebuilding to be done throughout the community, and Kevin Motzinger will continue to roll his sleeves up and go to work.
That's Andrea Aswahe. She's a reporter and producer for WBUR's radio series and podcast, Kind World. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org.